Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. We are into the chapter 4 of marketing in healthcare, but this time we're going to speak about marketing strategies in healthcare. And in this particular chapter, we'll be focusing on a few models of how to strategize marketing in healthcare. We will be trying to look at 4 P's, that's what in store. And a few of the cases, I would be reading out the slides because there's some things which should be read. Who should be read. That's how, let's deep dive. Thank you for listening. The role of a marketing strategy in healthcare is paramount. The reason is, traditionally, strategy in healthcare is focused on clinical and operational goals. I mean, ideally, healthcare is never focused on anything else. That's the traditional thought process, that any strategy that is made in healthcare, probably a decade ago, was more focused on clinical expertise or clinical excellence and their operational goals. Today, marketing strategy connects the organization goals with patient expectations. So the only change is the patient expectation is linked to the operational goals or the organizational goals, whichever you want to put it. It also defines the what, the how, and the why part. So what the provider offers, how it is communicated, and why it should be delivered in the way it's looked at. It also helps healthcare companies, organizations attract, engage, and retain patients. They build bridges between care quality, trust, and brand, and most essentially, to stand out in the competitive patient-driven market. Today's market is a patient-driven market. What makes healthcare marketing strategy very unique is it builds a perception and confidence. It shapes how a provider appears in searches. It recognizes that the patients make personal and high-stakes decisions. It addresses not only the medical issues, but also trust and empathy. It focuses on target audiences, their needs and emotional drivers. And unlike any other corporate strategy, it is agile and outward-looking. It's not inward. Now, if you take care of a look in this particular diagram, there are almost 7 steps that you can see out here. The first thing is you have to define a marketing plan tied to the specific key performance indicators. Now, what it means is, now let's say you are a hospital who is delivering expertise in terms of patient care. Now, so you have to define a marketing plan that would be tied up to that specific key performance indicators. That, okay, this kind of clinical trials are done here. This kind of clinical expertise is done here. These are the patient profile. This is what is done. That kind of a marketing plan. Once you have derived to the marketing plan, then you have to learn your company's healthcare products. What are you offering? Are you offering clinical wellness? Are you offering mental wellness? Are you offering well-being services? Are you a diabetes program management? So these 2 first steps are kind of preliminary to understand where your brand is, where you want to put it, whether you want to put it in the niche market or the specialty market or the mass market. Once you have done step 1 and 2, then you have to do a SWOT analysis. Now, what exactly is a SWOT analysis? SWOT analysis is a tool which helps you to identify the various parameters that your product and service offers generally. So S, strength, W, weakness, O, opportunities, T, threats. Now, S and W is your internal prerogative. That means, what are your strengths are, what kind of staff strengths you have, how many number of doctors do you have, what other things do you have. Then you have to derive out what are the weakness that products have. Once you would have done the S and W, then what happens is, if you manifest more on the S part, which is the strength part, it will manifest opportunities. Opportunities as in patient care, opportunities as in patient handling methods, opportunities as in training internal staff, so on and so forth. And the T stands for threat. If you do not work on your weaknesses, what it manifests is the threat. Now, SWOT analysis is an independent tool and can be done for any product, services, company, campaign, even a marketing plan, go through a SWOT analysis. The reason of doing a SWOT analysis after a marketing plan and knowing your company product is to understand where you stand from a marketing perspective, understand where you stand from a benchmarking perspective from a product in the healthcare, and most importantly, where is the opportunities and what are the weaknesses you need to tackle on. Once you have done this, you have to define your healthcare marketing into a SMART goal. Now, what's a SMART goal? SMART goal is nothing but it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So when you are defining your healthcare marketing using the SMART goals, what it means is, for example, you have created a marketing plan. Marketing plan whom? That should be specific. Is the marketing plan measurable? Like brand metrics, net promoter score, percentage of footfall, percentage of patient coming back again, percentage of patients retained. Those comes into measurable. Achievable is the plan that you're making with T, that's the timeline. Whether it's achievable during that timeline or not is the key. And the most important part is the plan that you created, is that a realistic one? That's how you define a SMART goals. After you have drawn a plan, understood the company's product, have done a SWOT analysis, created a SMART goal, then you have to ensure that you have identified the business linked master experts or the business subject matter experts. What it means is you have to identify those doctors, those clinical specialists, those researchers, those physicians, those pharmacists who can cater to the identified subject matter experts who will actually give you those data. Once you have done that, you can create an actionable buyer persona for your marketing campaign. Who will you target? What will be the age? What will be the demography? What will be the psychography? You know, all these things. And once you have done that, do a gap analysis to ensure that you are on the right track. So keeping it simple, plan, product, SWOT, SMART, subject matter expert, actionable buyer persona, and finally, the right track or not. Once you've created this as a strategy, what will happen is you have to align that into the broader business plan, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years. Example, you know, to grow outpatient care, you must focus on the awareness, access, and the teleconsultations. Just an example, which means that you have to translate your big goals into actionable, measurable campaigns. It also would ensure an operational promise which should match your marketing message, that is easy access backed by efficient systems or less wait time because of so-and-so system. Once you have done that, what will create is consistency between internal culture and external communication, and it will promote collaboration between your marketing team, your clinical team, and your service team. Now, how do you measure success? See, strategy defines clear objectives, inquiries, retentions, referrals, and awarenesses. It will also enable performance tracking and data-driven refinement. It will encourage a feedback loop. And most importantly, it will differentiate the brand with quality, with empathy, with innovation, or accessibility. Vital in an era where competitors include digital health and wellness app, a strong strategy keeps the brand relevant, trusted, and patient-centered. You know, the importance of alignment is marketing in healthcare is not an option. It's not a promotion. It's not an advertisement. Rather, it drives growth. It drives engagement through patient care system, and it inbuilds trust into the patient so that the patient comes back again. Also, it ensures that your organization's vision, mission, and core value reflects the same empathy that you want to derive through the patient care system. It is also how your consistency is perceived between what the provider is providing. When your marketing and your business goals are aligned, it is a strategic connector, not a silo. Promotion will coherence across clinical, operational, and communication functions, and it builds a brand that is authentic, purpose-driven, and sustainable. The mission defines the purpose. The vision outlines the future direction. And the marketing must work on these two, but the end goal is patient experiences. For example, affordable multi-specialty hospital will lead have campaigns on accessibility and trust. If it is a premium wellness clinic, then messaging should be around the personalization and exclusivity, that I have different premium wellness program for for different sets of people, different demography of people that way. The positioning of your market will shape how patient perceives the brand and the competitors. See, today it's a competitive world. If I don't like this hospital, next time I'm not going to come here. So how you position yourself will shape the patient's perception. And most importantly, it will reinforce your positioning through consistency, visuals, and service design. Integrated marketing happens only when the strategic and the business goals are turned into actionable campaigns. For example, what is my target segment? What is my patient value proposition? What is my priority services? Optimal marketing challenge. Now, please understand, when I say priority services, it is not that what hospital is denoted as an emergency system. Priority services is if anybody walks in with a chronic illness or a chronic treatment like hypertension, diabetes, high diabetes, heart diseases, whether it's nephrology, which is kidney, or neuro. So these all will have priority services. Now that completely defines or has to be defined by the healthcare company or the hospital that is promoting it. Because once you define the priority services, your target segments are very clear. And once your target segments are clear, what you get is you now know who to deliver, what to deliver. Your priority is already defined, the why. And through doing that, you create a value proposition chain. It's not a direct correlation with healthcare, but let me take you through a different market. I'm taking out of this healthcare for the time being. Why? The question is, why Apple is such a high-selling product in the market? Because a typical marketing campaign projects the higher the value, the less number of sales. Because since the price is high, the sale would be lesser. Because if I'm selling a 20,000 phone, to reach a 2 lakh sale, I have to sell X number of units. So 20,000 into, let's say, 10. That means I give that. But if I have a 1 lakh handset, I might have to sell only 2. So selling 10 versus selling 2 have a different value proposition. Now, why is Apple the highest mobile selling company in the world? Simple reason is, they have used that value proposition into multiple facets. One, you don't have to own an iPhone if you don't have the price. No, you can. We have several other services, several other ways. If you see an Apple today, the market study, and I am not being very clear with the numbers, but this is what I've been told, 70 to 80% of the iPhones are bought on EMIs. Even the best, I'm not talking about the top management or the senior management. Most number of people using these handsets are media management or the mid management. Typically, that's where 50 to 60% will be people who will be there, and they're buying on EMIs. Maybe a 12-month EMI, maybe a 24-month EMI, maybe a, you know, zero-cost EMI for 7 months, 6 months, or 9 months, whatever be the offers are there. So that's the value proposition. And because they have done a value proposition, now your question would be, even Samsung has those kind of an option. So now what's people's perception? If I can go for an EMI for 12 months, I can have an iPhone, which is a status symbol, I'll have it. So see, so the marketing converts strategic and business goals into actionable campaigns. Align efforts with targets like service line, growth, patient volume, and new markets. See, if I know my patient volume is this high, I can create a service line growth, right? That's what the agenda is all about. Another one is, so organ transplant programs are very, very, you know, niche, very clinical-based, very competence-based. Now, organ transplant programs are not easy because, first of all, you have to find a donor, then the transplant, whether the body who is going for the transplantation is ready or not. There are a lot of other things that are going to be checked. So there has to be an education. If there is an education, then the patient knows what is going to happen. Second is partnerships with other places where you will get the kidney and the storytelling part. So you see, all comes together. For expansion into new cities, it's a localized language sensory outreach. So if you're going to Satara or if you're going to Faridabad, Faridabad will be very well in Hindi and Satara will be very well in Marathi. If you're going to Calcutta or, you know, some rural areas of Calcutta, it can be a Bengali. If you're going to a rural area of Chennai, then it can be a Tamil. So it's a purely localized language sensitive outreach. And the most important part is strategic alignment ensures marketing is both mission and results driven. The need for training and positioning in healthcare. So, or the targeting and positioning in healthcare is, I mean, this we have spoken for the last three chapters. One size fits all marketing no longer works in healthcare. Strategy begins by defining who the services are for, that is targeting the customers or targeting the patients. Following by crafting how to present them is positioning. Focusing on the target ensures efficient use of resources and higher impact. Differentiation in a brand is an increasingly crowded marketplace, helps you to position your company or an organization in a better way. And together, all of this, they shape how patients see, choose, and trust a provider. The targeting requires insight into demographic, psychographics, and behaviorals. Example, pediatric clinic, young families and caregivers. Wellness brand, all millennials and seeking prevention. Cancer hospital, patients plus referring oncologist, because oncologist are the person who treats the cancer. So see, three different industries, three different way of marketing. So targeting differentiates patient segments. Use focus-based segmentation to tailor outreach, local language, life stage-specific content, first-time mothers, seniors, prostate, digital literacy, telehealth versus walk-in. Micro-segmentation also increases your engagement and conversion rates. Positioning defines what makes the service distinct and valuable. Should be rooted in trust, relevance, and measurable outcomes. Example, maternity hospital, safe, compassionate birthing experiences. You can have a clear-cut indication of birthing experiences that last month we had 100 babies being born in this safe environment. Telemedicine platform, care at your convenience. We will deliver within 30 minutes of the prescription upload. Then multi-specialty hospital, your lifelong care partner. So see, every example that I'm speaking about is talks about positioning of that particular brand. So maternity hospital is always about safe and the birthing experiences, because the pain in that maternity can be taken care by the way you are compassionate with the first time mother. For example, for senior citizens, they cannot go to every medicine shop or a pharmacist or a physician to get their money. So, you know, you create a platform that, you know, after seeing a doctor in this hospital, you don't have to wait out here. Just go back home, upload the prescription. And once you reach home, give us a call in this number and the medicines are on the way. You know, these small things takes care of the positioning of healthcare offerings. Generic claims like we care, that's a generic claim. You have to highlight the unique differentiators. Shorter wait times, personalized care, success rate, and strong positioning always builds clarity, emotion, and preference. Now, we understood the targeting, we understood the positioning. Now, when we align them both, what happens? Let us look at the examples. Expecting urban mothers, joyful premium birthing experience. Elderly with chronic illness, continuity of care at home. Students, 24/7, anonymized mental health support. Low-income families, affordable, accessible, and local care. Tech-savvy professions, instant, expert, and consultation anytime. So see, different alignments, different targeting, different positioning. So effective marketing links specific patient segments to tailored value propositions. I'm going to use instant expert consultation anytime for expecting urban mothers. And I'm not going to use continuity of care at home for, you know, tech-savvy professionals, because those two are different segments. So aligning of targeting and positionings are different. Clear targeting with precise positioning will create relevant and trust-based communication, which in turn will create a foundation for the campaign that you are going to create that will resonate, retain, and convert. Now, the four P's in patient care context, although we call it the four P's of marketing, but we are trying to use the four P's in the patient care context. So, product, price, place, and promotion. Now, what's the product? And it has to be integrated with the compassionate care journey. So, you know, patient-centered marketing, focus shift. So, the goal is a balanced organizational success with positive patient outcomes. If you look at all the other chapters, what is common is, organizational success comes with clinical outcome as well as positive patient outcomes or their experience. So the product. Now, a cancer center offers therapy plus counseling plus nutrition plus a nurse navigator. Okay. Now, how will you create a patient-centered service design using all four of all things, right? So you can use by saying that the patient journey is from diagnosis to recovery. That includes therapy, counseling, nutrition, and navigator. It's a simple example. Furthermore, to build more clarity, we have apps for tests, reports, reminders, and doctor chats. What is the aim? To deliver a holistic, deliver a personalized, deliver a supportive experience. So product includes the entire care experience, not just the treatment. Your product is not the doctor, not the treatment, but it includes the entire experience that the patient is going to get. The value, the clarity, the convenience, and compassion. So if you look at the hospital marketing strategy of the four P's, the first is the product. So refine your healthcare services. What is the offering? What is the service we're offering? Is it satisfying their need? What is the price? Is the price competitive enough? Is the price affordable? Place. Is the hospital easy to reach? You know, the service at what place is doing? And how would I embrace modern marketing tactics? Although it's not part of healthcare, I'll give both the side examples. I'll come from retail first, because retail uses it amazingly well, 4Ps, and one of the best in the business is DMart. Now, if you look at DMart, DMart never opens in any deep pocket or, you know, very remote place. DMart says has a clear-cut strategy of a place. They come to a product, a price, and the promotion at a later stage. First is the place. They say that my place should be in such a way where bare minimum at every hour or every 3 hours, I should get a bare minimum of 50 to 100 footfall in my place. That's their basic first line strategy. Now, if that is the base strategy, then as a place, they will try to go to a place where it is crowded. It's in a primary area or a very better area where the station is nearby, where the bus stand or the bus stop is nearby, where the autos can come in, where you can park your car, all these things. Now, initially, from a place perspective, DMart was looking into one-line departmental store. When I say one-level departmental store, what it means is, in one floor, the entire departmental store is there. I mean, it is typically an old US concept. Initially, they started with that. Once they got a better effect, they started going for building. So, level one, grocery, level two, your clothing, level three, your utensils, level four, housing. That's how they have defined now. Now, once they have decided on the place, they went on the product. What product will they do? So they started with necessary items. And they, I think last I went to DMart quite some time ago, they give 7% on every product. And they're the only retail chain who pays their vendors in cash. And that's how they promote. Have you seen any DMart ad? Their promotion is purely based on the user experience. Their billing system is one of the fastest. The way they read it, they keep it very clear. If you have less than 10 items, then go to billing counter number this. If you have more than 10 items, then this. If you are a credit card or Sodexo Pass, then this is the line. If you have paying by, you know, only UPI, come here. Only cash, go there. UPI credit card, come here. So they have distinguished in such a way, and the word of mouth experience. You have to do the same with something. I might start with the product. So my product is, let's say somebody talks about, let's say one of the best I have is patient care services. I will market that, I'll price that, the place of affordability, and then the promotion. Remember, promotion comes the last. Although it's a cycle, so with the promotion, you understand how the product is placed, how the price is doing, and how the place is taken care of. Now, pricing is often confusing and anxiety-inducing in healthcare. I mean, retail is very simple. You see, there is an MRP. But every hospital, the charges of the pathology lab might differ between 100 to 200. The patient-centered pricing focuses on clarity and fairness, transparency, affordability, flexible payments, EMI plans, government tie-ups, insurances, value-based pricing, pay for outcome, not for volume or procedures. That is why you see most of packages. Transparent pricing builds trust, loyalty, and patient confidence. place is something which means multi-channel. Now, place is not exactly physical out here. Place is also digital. The telehealth, the calls, the WhatsApps, all these things. How many of you know government of Maharashtra, I've seen in Maharashtra, so I'm only commenting on that, has a van of blood donation. They also have a van for women's healthcare who are hitting menopause. I've seen it very few, but they do have. You know, so include hospitals, home care, telehealth, mobile clinics. Also, patients expect care that is accessible. Example, chronic patients combine in-clinic visits plus teleconsultants and home delivery, all put together. Digital tools, booking apps, accessibility, and an omni-channel approach ensures continuity and satisfaction. Promotion. Your goal is to deliver informative and ethical and relatable communication. You don't want to deliver anything which is not informative, not ethical, and not relatable. No, you cannot. You have to. Then the search engine optimization and social media build credibility, online reviews and referrals, content marketing, blogs, webinars, videos, uses multi-channel outreach. That's how your promotion would look like. And remember, promotion in healthcare is about awareness, not hard selling. Each P comes to build trust and continuity. Everyone, the product, the price, the place, and the promotion, all put together, should reinforce to build trust and continuity. For example, a hospital combining telehealth, clear billing, and patient stories, the result is a brand that patients trust, recommend, and return to. As simple as that. So if you look at this table, it speaks about the four P's in the context of healthcare. So product, designing services, patient needs, expectation, pain points, custom maternity care, packages of chronic diseases, bundles. Price, transparent, zero cost EMI. Place, blending virtual, digital, and physical access to care, telehealth. Promotion, educating and engaging multi-channel programs, SEO, doctor videos, WhatsApp reminders. Shifting from services to values. Now, please understand, service is something that you cannot stop. You will offer services. But do that service being transitioned to values is the key. For example, a successful surgery plus empathic communication is equal to true patient value. Do you have any story in this? Because that is services shifting towards values. It is most focusing on what we offer to how we care. So my offerings to my caring is the connection. It also defines a value to the clinical results, the patient experience, and the affordability. And traditional way, it highlights infrastructure and service list. It doesn't highlight anything else. Modern patients will not look at traditional marketing. They'll look at outcome, not just technology. So remember that shifting services to values is critical. The pillars of value-based marketing. So clinical, patient experience, affordability and transparency, all these things. What is the result we are looking at? A humanized brand that earns loyalty through ethics and empathy. For example, I have more patient NPS score of 80% and I have some testimonials. Highlight compassion, clarity and continuity of care. I have EMI options and access to zero cost payment options, which focuses on affordability and transparency. So you have to create a marketing promotion that moves to partnership through education and empowerment. You can use blogs, Q&A sessions, follow-up skits to build engagement. The digital in healthcare is gaining momentum day in, day out. When we say digital, we are not here to showcase our strength on coding. It is to showcase how it is easy for the patients to find for whatever they're searching for in healthcare. And that is what will build trust. And if there is trust, it will choose the organization. So what are the ways? Unified strategy, consistent, trustworthy. Digital marketing is now central to patient attraction and retention. Patients today research is more than anyone for any of the diseases. They compare, they consult before they want to come to visit the clinic. So you have to use the SEOs, the paid ads, the content, the social media, and reputation management to build all in the shift in digital in healthcare. Now, if you look at this hospital marketing strategy, the essentials one, first is know your audience. What's your patient profile? Demographic wise, psychographic wise, behavioral wise. Second is, you have to invest in social media. Obviously, you cannot go ahead and say, I want to invest 5 crore in social media. At least have the clarity in what kind of investment of social media you're looking into. Optimize your website. So your website should be very easy to read, very easy to find. Not that I have to go at every pieces and, you know, create an awareness program for the patient to read the website. Then pay for visibility. What is written there, you pay for it. What is not, you don't pay for it. And then finally, review and revise. So you look at this 5 marketing strategy, which are hospital marketing essentials, and you have to work on all these things to get the best marketing campaign. So the first one was the ACO. I mean, Mumbai Hospital boosted organic traffic by 70% with SEO reach service pages. Why? Because it's a brand. How they use is Google My Business for vertical local listings, add schema markup, ensure websites are mobile friendly, secure and first loading, you know, optimize the local keywords, orthopedic clinic in Delhi and patient language, or orthopedic clinic within 5 kilometers, or orthopedic clinic near me. Now, these are the local keywords with the patient language. So it's a foundation of online discoverability. Once you have done that, you have to combine the paid and the organic campaigns for a balanced short and long-term reach. See, a paid campaign is always for a short-term reach because I have to reach it quickly. So I'm paying so that using the SEO, I can reach a certain group of people. Organic campaigns are always for long-term. So you have to combine both. Then you have to track the ROI through metrics, you know, through rates and appointment conversations. So I give an ad. So example, a fertility clinic runs like this, IVF cost as Google Ads plus Facebook success stories. So Google Ads is your paid, that's your short term, and Facebook success stories are your long term. You can create a reel by the hospital that these are the number of patients we have treated. Once you get a permission from your patient, you can also make a reel from your patient. And you have to match ads with patient intent at every stage. Guys, you can't mess with patient intent. If there is no intent, there is no awareness, there is no decision. And you can complement this here with targeted paid advertising, Google, Meta, and YouTube. The storytelling part is they want education and empathy, not just service. So doctor explains why this has happened, what has mostly happened, what are the preventive guides, what are the myth-busting blogs. I was reading or going through one of the reels in Insta, which says, you know, fitness myth-busting or 5 points in fitness myth-busting. It was done by most probably by Apollo Hospital. Real patient stories, recovery journeys, wellness videos. You know, heart patient video testimonial will have a brochure in impact. A consistent, credible content will always build authority and long-term trust. And most importantly, storytelling humanizes care and builds emotional connection. Social media, email and SMS marketing, I don't have to say much about it, you are well aware of it, but a one-liner is social media is a two-edged sword. If you use it well to build awareness, patient reels, doctor interviews, professional reputation, B2B presence, amazing. If not, you're gone. So Facebook can be used for creating awareness. And Q&A for Insta, patient reels, YouTube, doctor interviews, or cleanliness trial interviews, LinkedIn, professional reputation, and B2B presence. Email, nurture loyalty, appointment confirmations, preventive checkups, segmented by condition or interest, maternity versus chronic care. It's personalized. Managing reputation. See, online reputation is nothing but a modern day word of mouth. So consistent tone, visuals, integrate all the channels, tools, Hootsuite, Google Alerts, Practo Pro, feedback promptly, things, satisfied patients, not like you'll get a SMS feedback for this, we are sending you the SMS for this. No, it's a clear-cut definition. So that's how we integrate the reputation of integrating channels. In healthcare, marketing must be data-informed. We're not saying we cannot be creative. I mean, we are not there to create a Fevikwik ad. We are there to inform a data-driven ad. So those are very different because there are measurements. There are alignment of goals. There is a clear measurement system builds on accountability and efficiency. You know, transforming insights into better decisions will impact improved ROI. I mean, that's the thought process. So as I was saying that to inform a better decision and improved ROI, we have to, you know, get into the strategy effectiveness that matters. And it has to be a clear measurement system that builds accountability and efficiency. So from goal to metrics, simple strategy map, connecting goals to actions, actions to KPIs, marketing objectives with broader business strategy. One of the examples I can give that I'm doing a marketing campaign to grow patient base. So SEO and local listings is equal to new appointments, enhancing reputation, review management with improved ratings, expand service lines with specialty campaigns and more leads, boost retention, CRM outreach, repeat visits and referrals. Review and update the map quarterly with leadership input. If you look at the table, it says exactly the same thing. The grow patient base, the enhance brand reputation, the expand specific service lines, improve patient lifetime value, optimize marketing ROI. It shows the marketing objective, the tactical levers and KPIs. I would say take a snapshot of it. You can definitely reach out to me if need be. Increase retention in cross-utilization, how do you do it, what are the factors, the KPIs, everything is written out there. It's easier for you. Now, reach and awareness. So visibility, discovery indicators, social reach, impressions, time on site, bounce rate, comments, shares, email clicks, combining all this will show whether patients are finding your value and finding and valuing your content or not. So high engagement is equal to stronger brand recall and trust. Another one is, you know, loyalty and advocacy, the NPS scores, the reviews, the repeat visits, the referral rates, the financial performance of those campaigns, ROI per channel acquisition cost, service line profitability. The most important thing is turning reach into patient action. Appointment bookings, call volume, form fills, CPA, all of this put together. These metrics will prove your marketing's real impact on growth. KPIs, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, or time-bound. Awareness campaign, video views, share, leads. So specific, measurable, what are the video views, what are the shares? Achievable, yes. Relevant, yes. Time-bound, 20 seconds. Telehealth growth, app downloads, consult completions. So if there are app downloads, how many app downloads? Specific, consult completions, measurable, achievable. Reputation recovery, higher Google ratings, fewer complaints, again measurable. Consistent KPI tracking, again measurable and achievable within time bound. And you share reports across teams to ensure alignment and transparency. Now, when you are doing everything and you have to close the loop when using data, see, please understand, healthcare gives you loads of data, loads and loads of data, patient care reviews, clinical reviews, patient care reviews, hypothetical reviews, patient service, billing. So every touch point gives you a review. So use your insight to look at budgets, refine messages, service gaps, you foster collaboration between the teams. The healthcare market evolves. Success requires agility and adaptation. So a continuous analysis is a smarter strategy which leads to stronger outcomes. Thank you. You have a great day.